us astray from the heavenly way.
I once ventured blind as could be, but my Savior above gave me beauty from above. When He raised down His hands for me,
when He reached down His
hands, when He reached down His hands for me,
when He reached down His hands for me,
when He reached down His hands for me, I was lost.
We are the voice in the desert. Oh, grace upon all my exams, good grades, and it was all by Him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that. And I would like to thank your saints for their prayer and support.
Amen.
Also, Sister Angel saying, thank the Lord for protection and grace during my stay in Italy. I went to get my passport done. It takes a month for them to do it, but praise God, I got it in less than a week.
Amen.
So we do thank the Lord.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Father, how
Amen.
Wonderful it is, even as David said,
Glory.
Father, that we would
Amen.
Come to the house of the Lord to give testimony.
Hallelujah.
Father, the enemy, he can do this and that.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He can try to impugn our case.
Amen.
But Father, when you come into your house and into
thank
your presence,
you, Jesus.
It gives us an opportunity
Hallelujah.
To express Amen. Something deep within that we desire
Amen.
To express.
Amen.
So thank you for our sister, Lord,
Amen, Lord.
That you granted her grace.
Hallelujah.
Father, said you would give us favor
Amen.
In the sight of God and men.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Sister Judy.
Thank you,
for Sister
Lord.
Angel.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, that you
Amen.
Are the one that governs the affairs of
Hallelujah.
Men. Thank you, Lord, for leading the Lord.
Amen.
Father, bless Brother Max, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's there, I pray.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
Be with him, I ask.
Amen.
Father, looking unto thee, pray
Hallelujah.
For grace and mercy upon the service.
Yes, sir.
Bless each person
yes, Lord,
that has
Jesus.
Come. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank Amen. You,
God bless you. Thanks. Just very quickly, this I spoke to Brother Max last night. He was sending greetings to the saints. He was saying that things are going very well. They're treating him very well there. He's already had 16 hours, so he's making full speed ahead. He was with Brother Francois Lepicale as well the other night, so he was sending greetings. The brother who's arranging the convention there in Switzerland. So he was very encouraging saints to come along as well. So Brother Max was asking to send greetings to the saints.
Amen.
So I'd like to gladly do that in Jesus' name. This evening's service is a different kind of service.
Amen.
We're going to have it in two different ways.
Hallelujah.
So let's have a look at Ecclesiastes 12 first. I'm not going to be here long, I'm glad to say.
Amen.
I'm going to be John the Baptist today just to prepare the way.
Amen.
But Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's just take a thought from there first before we continue on. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. We know the scripture well. But it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy
life. Amen.
While the evil days come not,
yes.
nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in thee. You may be seated, saints. I just wanted just to put a bit of a background here, just lay a bit of a foundation. You know, we've been decided to start this year by the grace of God, focusing quite a bit on the youth. And as we said on the weekend, the young people, you know, they have a lot of good ideas, a lot of good potential. And many times are just looking for an opportunity to express it. Mm. You know, so having discussed and gone away to Whitla and so forth,
Amen.
There were quite a few good ideas that came up from among the youth. And one of them is that the youth want to be more engaged.
Amen.
And I remember when I was young in the faith, you want to be engaged. There's something burning inside of your soul. You know, you want to do something for the Lord as well.
Hallelujah.
You know, and it's very scriptural to want to do that because the scripture is telling us, remember the Lord in the days of your youth before the evil days come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a certain slot in life. There's a certain time which is called your youth. Where you find it's very fruitful time if you set your heart right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain reasons for that. Now, I just wanted to take maybe 10 minutes to speak about the advantages of serving the Lord in the days of your youth
Amen.
And the disadvantages of serving
Amen.
The Lord
Hallelujah.
In the days of your youth. Because we've got a lot of things we're planning by the grace of God. There's a lot of projects which we started to get involved in. Young people are going to get involved in. And so it's good for us to really consider these things before we get into them.
Mm.
You know, the first thing, this quote, we know it very well from God's provided way of approach to fellowship. And the prophet speaks about 86% of conversions to Jesus Christ happen under the age of 21. No, so it really shows something important there. Now, the Lord didn't make a mistake there.
That's right.
The vast majority of people come to Christ in the days of the youth.
Amen.
That fulfills the scripture. Remember thy Creator in the days of your youth. Others come at different ages. We know that. But generally speaking, you find, and it holds true most of the time, that you find if somebody is going to really do something for the Lord, they start in the days of the youth.
Amen.
There's something about the days of your youth. Because the prophet says, he says, because after you pass that age, he's saying 21, you become more boldly or set in your ways. Mm-hmm. He says, you make yourself when you're young. And I really wanted to say that to encourage the young people. That whatever you do it, whatever comes into your hand, whatever comes into your sphere of influence, as we start this year and go on, do it with all your heart.
Amen.
Because you make yourself when you're young.
Amen.
He says, you set your ambitions to what you want to do and what you're trying to achieve in life.
Amen.
So when you're young, it's like that's the time you can really set your ambitions in line with God's ambition for you.
Amen.
He says, and as you think, you know, before you get married and before you have all other things that you have to think about and all the pressures that come in life. Now, when your mind is more virgin mind, now when you haven't gone through so many things, I'll show you just now what he says about that. But it's like your life, your soul, your mind is like fallow ground. Now, it's never been planted before. It's never been furrowed. It's never been plowed. It's never been planted. It's never been harvested. It's not like history of anything there. It's like it's an open book. I love that song. I have it on my iPod. It says, oh, Jesus, I'm an open book, yeah?
Amen.
It says, oh, Jesus, he speaks about his heart being a stage.
Amen.
The play begin. And that's what he said. And he speaks of himself being like a canvas for an artist and said, you know, let the masterpiece be painted, whatever that it is. It's like when you're young, if you just allow the Lord an opportunity at that time to start to set things inside of your life, the Lord will start to plow and the Lord will start to build and the Lord will start to develop and set you in a way that sets you up for the rest of your life. That's why he says you make yourself when you're young. And he says, and if God starts to work and that ambition, that thought starts to work in your mind. And he says it's presented to your mind by an unknown something that dominates your mind. So now before your mind is dominated by a whole lot of other things in life, the Lord gets a hold of you and that call in your life and the purpose that he has for your life, and that starts to dominate your mind. You know, because you don't have a lot of the evil days haven't yet come. You don't have a lot of other things in the way. He says, and then when it becomes in your mind, then you speak it. And then your ambitions drive you to it.
Amen.
Our friends, there's nothing better than a person having a holy ambition.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing more than a young person, better than a young person who's got an ambition that is in the hands of God.
Amen.
A God-given, God-called ambition. That ambition was born in a place, the prophet says, an unknown something comes and starts to speak to you and stirs up a desire inside of yourself. And because you're young, you don't have a lot of other things that can get in the way. Don't have a lot of things that can hinder, but you start setting your sails and your course to fulfill that ambition.
Amen.
That's a great ambition of God, a great advantage of being young. And the message, come and follow me, when he does an altar call, and there's a young child comes to the altar first. He says, the scripture speaks of a little child leading them in Isaiah 10. Why? Because their hearts have not been pulled through so much of the world. You know, when the Lord told Samson's parents, no strong drink, and told John the Baptist's parents, he'll be a Nazarite, and came to the prophet and says, don't drink, smoke, or defile your body. I've got a work for you to do.
Amen.
There's a lot of meaning in that, friends.
Amen.
You don't realize those things affect you and influence you.
Amen.
And that influence can hinder what God wants to do inside of your life.
That's right.
You know, so when you're young and it gets a hold of you before you've given yourself over to too many of those things, now there's a purpose in what he's doing because you haven't been pulled through so much of the world. He says, until they young and tender. Our friends, it's lovely to be young and tender.
Amen.
To be in prayer. Not to be set in your ways already. That it's difficult for the Lord now to change your course. That's why it says, remember your Creator that is
in
you. He says, young children, he says, they love God. And God loves them.
Hallelujah.
And he can talk to them.
Amen.
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 You haven't been affected so much. It's like there's a simplicity. There's an innocency. And God can just talk to you. Oh, friends, you want to keep that as long as you can.
Hallelujah.
Now, then he says, remember Solomon said, before the evil days draw near. Mm. The prophet continues, of course, he says, but we have seen so many disappointments and things. Mm. It's hard for our hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, so for us, if you ask someone to do something, they remember that it didn't go down well once before. And I remember what those people did to me, and I remember what this happened, and I remember that disappointment there. And there's all these other things that can come in the way to hinder us. But when you're young, you haven't been through those things. It's like a holy innocence, and it's nice. It's like you're spiritually naive, and it's good to be spiritually naive.
Right.
Because you just commit yourself to something, not worrying about the repercussions.
Amen.
And then you meet them, and say, I didn't expect that to happen. But you've already put your whole heart and soul into what you're doing. You know, so it's really important. The prophet says, we've seen so many disappointments and things. It's hard for our hearts. And many times we pulled it through all true story magazines and stuff of the world. That should never have been there. And it's calloused it. It's made our hearts hard and calloused. Like, you know, when you're rubbing your heel on the shoe and that skin gets hard and it gets thick. And he says, our hearts can become
calloused. Amen. Yes.
But when we're young, we're not yet calloused.
Amen.
By the experiences and disappointments and some of these other things of the world that can really leave their scars and leave their marks. And that's why Solomon was saying, remember your Creator in the days of
Jonah.
I'll just take one more. Now, a disadvantage of youth, I'll finish with this one, is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. He says, Timothy, Paul to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth.
Yes.
Amen.
Because when you're young, people are going to underestimate you, friends. People aren't going to give you an opportunity sometimes. You're the potential of being you, but there's something about us as we grow in the Lord. The greatest mistake we make is we forget that we started somewhere.
That's right.
Amen.
That we had to be given an opportunity. We had to be given a chance. You know, I remember when we first started Young Covenant, then I went back home to Zimbabwe and I met one sister from our old church who had left because, you know, things went bad in the church. And she met me, Sister Maduma, on the street. She said, ah, brother, the pastor was roasting you on the pulpit last night. And he was saying, Andrew, because the other believers had asked me to preach. So he was now on my case, you know, but hey, do you think he can preach? And then when I say, no! And I thought of it myself. I was saying, I'm not saying I can preach. But surely we should have hearts that are receptive. We want the next generation to move on.
Amen.
You know, we have to start somewhere, but it's so easy for people to despise your youth.
Yes, sir.
And that's why if you want to be successful in the days of your youth, you're going to have to be perseverant.
Amen.
You're going to have to be not easily disappointed.
That's right.
You don't need to be too sensitive in the days of your youth. You know, but you just need to be innocent, be sincere, but understand that sometimes people aren't going to understand you very well.
Amen.
Sometimes people are going to look and underestimate you. Or people are going to look and say, ah, no, you're too young. Because that's exactly what was happening to Timothy.
That's right.
Paul had to tell him, let no man despise your youth.
Amen.
And then he gave the solution to that. What was it? But be thou an example.
Amen.
Yeah. He says, but be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in challenge, in spirit, in faith, in purity. He said, the best way you can overcome that, Timothy, he says, you've got much older people than you in the church. And Timothy, he had ordained him now in the days of his youth. That was hard for Timothy. He says, live the life. Let the life that you live, let it be an example. Don't try to make claims for yourself. You know, let God do the fighting. Let God be the one to promote, to lead, to guide. It's got to be like that. And that's why to our young people, as you've got these projects and different things and different people involved in different things, we say that to Ian Wickler, don't be too sensitive.
Amen.
Now, when there's people, when we are ahead of you, older than you in the Lord, now maybe we've been through disappointments, we've been through a lot of things. So sometimes, you know, when you do something and you're zealous in what you wanted to do and you make a mistake, you know, sometimes we can come down hard on you. Forgive us for those things.
Amen.
It's just
Amen.
Because we sometimes forget
right.
the days of our youth. And we all do it.
Amen.
You know, but it's good for us once in a while to go down memories lane and to remember
Amen.
the days of our youth.
Hallelujah.
So when you're young, you've got to prove yourself in the eyes of many people.
Yes, sir.
You know, who was Paul speaking? Not about unbelievers. He's speaking about people that were looking down in the church on Timothy.
That's right.
Because Timothy was younger than them. And Timothy was having to correct, and Timothy was having to do those kind of things. And Paul was saying, when you admonish the elders, admonish them as a father. As your father, you have to say, be careful. But he said, Timothy, the best thing that you can do is live the life.
Amen.
And friends, that's the best thing that I would say.
Hallelujah.
Just to really finish it off. Because of that principle, you've got to have small beginnings.
Yes,
in the
sir.
Days of you.
Amen.
Yeah, it doesn't really work in the kingdom of God that you just straight to the top.
No.
That works in Hollywood and places like that, but it doesn't work in the kingdom of God. The principle of the kingdom of God. Let him that is faithful in that, it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So whenever you get even a little opportunity to do something for the Lord in the days of your youth, do it with all your heart.
Amen.
That's the key. Be faithful in little. Don't be looking to big things. Now, but whatever your hand finds to do now, do it with all your heart.
Amen.
That's the key. Then be perseverant. Keep your eyes upon him.
Amen.
Stay humble.
Amen.
Stay small in your own eyes. The last scripture I'll read. 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. There's a warning when you get. But as you start in the days of your youth serving the Lord, and the Lord starts to bless your service, and the Lord starts to bless the works of your hands. Now, Paul, the chapter before, saying to Timothy about let no man despise your youth, he's told about putting people in positions. And the one qualification of a bishop was not a novice.
Amen.
That means somebody who's newly planted.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the problem of the days of our youth is inexperienced.
Amen.
He says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Mm.
And that's how you find people that have been longer in the Lord. The Lord's dealt with them a lot more down that line.
Mm.
Now you start to realize more and more that there's nothing you can do.
Amen.
That your sufficiency is his sufficiency.
Amen. That's right.
That outside of him you can do nothing. But in the days of our youth, sometimes we think we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet said it in perfect strength by perfect weakness. He said, especially you young ministers, he says, you need to learn this. You need to perfect this. Learn it well. That his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when we are weak, then we are strong.
That's right.
And we've learned that.
Hallelujah.
The younger people, as you start serving the Lord, the Lord starts blessing what you're doing. The great thing you got to watch is don't be lifted up in pride.
Amen.
Because as a novice, Paul is saying, as being newly planted, you know, you have innocence, you've got naivety, but there's also something inside of that you got to watch. Never ever get lifted up in pride. And the prophet says in questions and answers, God has a hard time trying to get somebody that he can deal with.
Amen.
That'll stay humble.
Yes, sir.
And meek.
Amen.
And stay in the place
Amen.
Until God calls him to do something.
Amen.
A man that God can bless and he'll keep himself a man.
Yes.
Not be an angel or a god.
Yes. Amen.
God is hunting for somebody who he could bless. And pour out the blessings, and the more he blesses,
Amen.
The littler the man shall be.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I love that, friends. I read, that's what I desire, and I'm sure you desire the same thing as well. So as we move in this year, the youth ask for a couple of things. The youth will ask for a lot of things. The young people always ask for a lot of things. But the main ones were, you know, the youth want to be more engaged. That's wonderful. And we said one of the things that we do, we'd like to have one Friday service in the month, focused on the youth. But we'd like everyone to be there because it's a nice time. So that's what this service is about. It's focused on the youth. And the second thing the young people wanted was to be more engaged. So today we want someone from the youth
Amen.
To speak to the youth.
Hallelujah.
So we've asked Brother Max Jr. to come and speak to the youth.
Glory.
And may the Lord bless him.
Amen.
So come, Brother Max.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Nellis, mate.
Amen.
From the heart.
Amen.
In 1957, he said, I wish to read this morning, which is this evening, from the book of Saint Mark, the 12th chapter. He meant the 11th chapter when he go on in the message. He said, we want to take a portion of this and read it. And because it's God's holy, unadulterated word. And we believe that God is in his word. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. And we are praying that God will add his blessings to it as we read it. And I am sure he will do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So rise on our feet. Amen. Tonight. I want to read a portion of scripture from the book of Mark. I want to read from chapter 11. From verse 22 to verse 24.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord told me to stop from that.
Amen.
So it says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
amen,
be thou removed,
amen,
and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart,
hallelujah,
but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass,
amen,
he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Yes.
Amen.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads tonight.
Amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we've come, Lord, not to see man, Lord Jesus. Father, we've come, Lord, to meet with you, Lord God.
Amen.
Father, I just yield myself unto thee, that you may be sight of Father tonight, O God. And you mortify all my senses, O Lord, I pray tonight, O God. But Father, you speak to your people, Lord. It's not about me, Lord God, but it's about you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
amen.
God, just the little, Lord, that I can do for you, O Lord, after all that you've done for me, O Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, tonight, O God, speak to your people, Lord God.
Amen.
You take control now, O Lord God. And may your Holy Spirit lead. We ask.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus is saying to us tonight to have faith in him. Amen.
Amen.
That whosoever shall say to this mountain will move. Amen.
Amen.
And if we will not doubt it, he will do it. I want to read something else, and tonight the topic we want to speak of tonight, by the grace of God, is that you can move this mountain.
Amen.
Whatever mountain you have in your life, tonight you can move it. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to believe it. Amen.
Amen.
That is the main principle. Amen. Because it said, have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at this message here. Have faith in God. Preaching in New York in 1954. The prophet said, along came Pentecost and measured down the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues and signs, but we just letting the big gap through. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is saying, the prophet is saying, that we are letting a big gap through. From the day of Pentecost till today, we've let a big gap through. And we will have to close the gap.
Amen.
And starting, amen, from where? Starting from us youth. Amen?
Hallelujah.
And he says, let us tonight lay the measure of God down and measure the whole word of God. The same Holy Ghost that fired the pistons back there that brought them out by faith,
yes,
justification. Same one gave sanctification.
Yes.
The same one give the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The same power, the same Holy Ghost can move the church to perfection, and it will do it.
Amen.
How many believers tonight are doing
it? Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, to everything that God has promised in His Word, God will do it.
Amen.
The trouble of it is, let's cast out the world. Amen.
Amen.
We use all to cast out the world. Amen.
Amen.
We can't move on holding on to the world. Amen.
Amen.
We got to separate ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorry tonight, saints. It's not me.
Amen. Preach
it,
brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, let's measure God's word. And it's the truth. Have faith in God. Jesus said, for if thou shalt say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt, it will do just what you tell it to do. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful tonight?
Amen.
Isn't that we can stand on the promise of God and claim whatever we want?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight we want to look at some mountains in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, you know, we walk and we face mountains. We can see mountains today in the world. Everyone has seen mountains before. Amen?
Amen.
You know, mountains are very high. Amen?
Amen.
Mountains can be scary sometimes. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Mountains sometimes can be impossible,
yes,
to move. They are impossible to move. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, some people, they train themselves and they try to go to scale mountains. Amen?
Amen.
But many of them try, but they fail and they fall and they die.
Amen.
No matter the training they go through, yet, on that mountain, they fail.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And it's like the mountain also can be an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
It can hinder you from seeing ahead of.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see, yeah, beyond if you have a mountain in front of you.
Amen.
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 But tonight, the Lord is saying to you, whosoever shall say, it's not God is going to say it. He said, whosoever, which means you,
that's
shall,
right,
say to that mountain, it has to move.
Amen.
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 What
are you saying tonight?
Hallelujah.
And many people, when they scale the mountain, when they get to the top, they're satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
Because they've achieved something in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Because they've trained themselves for so long, and they've got to do it, and they've been able to scale the mountain, and now they're happy.
Amen?
Amen. But now we know the scripture we read is not referring to a natural mountain. Amen?
Amen.
But it's referring to a spiritual mountain. Amen?
Amen.
And we have spiritual mountains in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And tonight we want to look at some of these spiritual mountains in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
You know that Jesus Christ came, and when he came, he said, I came not to destroy, you know, the laws of the prophets, but I came to fulfill them.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ always, he ties back to the natural. We know the natural always ties the spiritual. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. And tonight, you know, mountains in our life, the spiritual mountains also, they can be high. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They can be scary as well. Amen.
Amen.
They can be hard to move. Amen. They can be hard for you to scale them. Amen. And they can sometimes bring to you a spiritual death. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're scared of that mountain and you can't move it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially we young people. We get so discouraged when we face those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kill us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It can be an obstacle to us in our spiritual life that we can't see ahead of.
Mm.
All what we're seeing is what in front of us. Amen?
Amen.
All what we're seeing is the trouble, is the problem, is the hardship. Amen?
Amen.
But if we can look beyond it, there's a promise waiting for us.
Amen.
Amen.
And some of these mountains, what can they be? They can be our friends.
Amen.
They can,
amen,
be lost.
Amen.
They can be peer pressure.
Yes, sir.
They can be depression.
Yes, Lord.
They can be sadness. They can be pressure in your life. Amen?
Amen.
But tonight the Lord said, whosoever shall say to that spiritual mountain,
amen,
it has to move.
Amen.
God is the word of God.
Amen.
And you have to believe it.
Amen.
You have to have faith in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's no way to work if you don't have faith.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has given us assurance tonight. And this faith can bring you joy. It can bring you peace, amen?
Amen.
It can bring you courage tonight, amen?
That's right.
But you have to trust the word.
Amen.
You have to believe it.
Amen.
That's why we're lacking youth.
Amen.
We're lacking in having faith in God.
Amen.
That's the problem. If we had a first-hand experience with God, we won't still hold on to the world.
Amen.
I'm saying it from experience.
Amen.
until you have an experience with God, you can't move on. You've got to have faith in Him. You've got to feed on the Word. That's the only way through.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen to what the prophet said in the message, a second-handed robe, preaching 1956. He said, many are being discouraged. We youth are being discouraged today by the mountain in front of us, by the spiritual mountain of our friends. At last, we're thinking there's no way through. We're thinking we can't make any way to go out of it. But Lord, I've made a way for you.
Yeah.
And he said, what we need, brother, is take courage.
Amen.
Take courage, youth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, what we need is to be encouraged. And it's right. Trials may come. And I want to stop you for a second. Amen.
Amen.
Trials will come in your life, saints. I've had trials since I got baptized. When I gave my life to Christ, I got so sick. I thought I was nearly dying. I thought I was not going to be able to walk again. But the Lord made a way.
How?
Because I believe. Because I have faith in Him. And tonight He's telling you can do the same. Whatever mountain it is.
That's right.
Amen.
And those who have been baptized lately, saints, it's not going to be easy. You're going to face your peer pressure there.
Amen.
You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested.
Yes.
But you can move the mountain.
Hallelujah.
You can move it tonight.
Thank you,
Lord. I am saying to you, whosoever shall say to it,
Amen.
You can move it.
Amen.
You've got to have faith in God.
Amen.
Without faith, you can't move it.
Yes. That's right.
And you have to feel the faith.
Yes.
Amen.
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 The prophet kept on saying, we never was promised to be immune from death.
That's right.
But He will give you grace to go through them.
Amen.
Amen.
And this part, I like it and I want you to pay attention to this.
Amen.
Now, He's talking about spiritual mountains. Amen. In your life that are hindering you to actually get to the goal to be an effective youth in the kingdom of God. Because I tell you, friends, before this church can reach that perfection, we as a youth got to be perfect.
Amen.
Amen. We got to get to a place where we are holding to this message as well.
Amen.
Because God will work only in unity in one accord.
Amen.
And the prophet kept on saying, he says, if the mountain is too high to go over, if you're standing in front of a mountain it's too high for you spiritually to go over, if it's too deep to go under, if it is too wide to go, if it's too wide to go around it, he said he will give you grace to go through it.
Amen.
That's his way. You believe it. He'll give you way to go through it. There's no way you can go through a mountain without faith in God.
Amen.
Because only God can make a way through a mountain.
Amen.
No man can do it.
Amen.
No man can move a mountain. But only God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, he said the prophet. Just don't worry. But keep your eyes on Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's the point. Keep your eye on Christ. Don't turn to left. Don't turn to right. Don't look back like Lot's wife. But you look forward and keep your eyes on Christ.
Amen.
For He is the only one that can take us through.
Amen.
We have to face mountains in life.
Amen.
These mountains in this world, they're there for a purpose.
Yeah.
And the mountains in your spiritual Christian life, they're there for a purpose.
Amen.
They are there because the Lord has given a promise for you to be able to move them. It is to whosoever shall say to that mountain.
Amen.
It is not to anyone else. It is not God going to speak at this time. It is you, and He will do it.
Amen.
But you have to have faith in Him.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You just have to speak to that mountain.
Hallelujah.
We have a problem. Pastor was preaching about it last week, Wednesday. The problem is our attitude. So our attitude towards the mountain. We get discouraged. We get depressed. We see there's no way through. It's the attitude towards the promise of God.
That's right.
That's what is going to determine
Amen.
Your attitude.
Amen.
Amen. That's what is going to determine if you can go through it or not.
Yeah.
Because the word says, it is to whosoever shall say to this mountain.
Amen.
But if you have the right attitude towards it,
Amen.
When the mountains come, if you turn to the right source,
yeah.
then you have a way.
Amen.
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 You can't be standing there and staring at it. It is just going to scare you.
Yes.
right.
Then you have to make something, you have to do something about it.
That's right.
You have to speak to the mountain. Tonight, we want to look at some people who have to face the mountains in their lives. We have so many in the Bible, but we'll take some few of them tonight. We want to look at the attitude they took. Let's take Moses tonight. Moses had to face a great mountain, guys.
That's right.
Moses was given a promise. He took the people. He was in his way going. You have to face the Red Sea, amen.
Amen.
That was his mountain.
Amen.
Sometimes you may have a Red Sea in your life, amen. You don't know how to move forward. Amen. But what did Moses do? At the beginning, neither Moses knew what he has to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes at the beginning, we don't know what to do.
Amen.
But what did Moses do? Who did Moses refer to?
Yes.
Moses knew from the burning bush that he has received, he has had an experience
Amen.
There.
Amen.
Because he had someone to rely on. He had a faith that he could hold on.
Yes.
He knew that that same God who could bring those things down in Egypt, he could bring all those animals and he could bring all those darkness. He knew that same God was going to make a way through that Red Sea. Amen.
Amen.
And he had to turn to that God again.
Amen.
But sometimes we use when we get there. We look to the wrong source.
Yes.
We want to look at Mr. Google. We want to see what Mr. Google is saying about it. But Mr. Google can tell you about the natural thing, but not about the spiritual thing.
Amen.
You've got to look at God. You've got to look at this word to get the promise out of it.
Amen.
There's no other way.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way you can move the mountain.
Amen.
He turned to God. What did God say to him? God never said, I'm coming down to do it. God said, speak.
Amen.
And tonight you are called to speak. Because it is to whosoever shall say to the mountain. So you have to speak.
Amen.
You have to speak that spiritual mountain. You have to do something about it.
Amen.
God has given you the promise, but you have to act upon it.
Amen.
That's the only way you can move the mountain. That's the only way you can make a way through that mountain.
That's right.
Amen.
What did he do when Jesus Christ said for him to do it? He obeyed.
Amen.
That's the right point there. Sometimes we don't obey.
Amen.
When the Bible tells us to do something, we don't want to obey.
Amen.
We want to do it our own way.
Yeah.
When we come to church on Sunday and the word is preached and they tell us to do something, we don't want to do it.
Yeah.
We want to do it our own way.
Amen.
And it grieves God.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen. We have to stop. We have to move on. The Lord is looking for a youth here in this church in Dublin that will rise up for this message.
Hallelujah.
And if we cannot rise up in here, how are we going to rise up out there?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Joshua.
Amen.
Joshua also had to face another mountain.
That's right.
It was the same mountain, but Joshua has seen what has happened there. What did Joshua do? He also spoke.
Mm.
Why? Because Joshua has seen what has happened.
Amen.
And so are we. In Hebrews 12:1, we have been compassed about so great cloud of a witness. Amen.
Amen.
So we also have an experience.
Yes.
We also have something to tend to. There's no mountain, there's no trouble that you are facing that is not in this world.
Amen.
There's nothing that you're facing. The devil, he used the same tactics. And the word knows it. God knows it.
Yeah. Amen.
And we have spiritual people in this church.
Amen.
Who knows, who have faced the very same thing. The Lord has given us a lot that we can tend to.
Yeah.
When we face the mountain.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's all up to you, friends.
Amen.
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 It's all up to you. Amen. And Joshua also moved forward. They want to look at other people. They want to look at Paul and Silas. Oh, they were locked in a prison. There was no way through, friends. But what did they do? They prayed.
Hallelujah.
And they sang.
Yes.
And they had received the message. They had received the word of that age. And today, that prophet has come to turn us back to that same message.
Hallelujah.
To turn back to that apostolic message again.
Amen.
And we have the same authority to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
They prayed. And they sang.
Amen.
We've sung this morning. The word is coming. And it's the same message that the prophet brought to us.
Amen.
The tent is back.
Amen.
And tonight we will sing again. Amen. And we will pray.
Amen.
And if only you will believe, if you hold on to faith,
amen,
that mountain has to move. Whatever prison bars that you are in, it has to break out.
Amen.
Because that's the word of God.
Amen.
And you have to believe it.
Amen.
You have to have faith in it.
Amen.
There's no way to move if you don't have faith in it.
Amen.
Amen.
One looking at a person. One look at Noah. Noah had to face the mountains there.
Amen.
He had to face the mountain of critics.
Amen.
Mm. We used to have to face the mountain of critics.
Amen.
In our colleges,
yeah,
they tell you, oh, how do you dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to the party?
Yeah.
Why don't you drink as we do? Why don't you smoke as we do? Why don't you do the things that we do?
Mm.
That's the mountain of the critics.
That's right.
But how did Noah face that mountain? He looked at the promise that was given
amen
unto him.
Amen.
And he stood by it.
Amen.
Did not doubt it.
That's right.
Amen.
But we have to have that experience with that God.
Amen.
Have faith in him.
Amen.
And if only we can trust him, we can do the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to face another mountain. That was the mountain of time.
Amen.
And we heard about that mountain on Sunday.
Amen.
How faith works with time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not patient enough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We want to find a solution immediately.
Yeah.
As young ones.
Yeah.
We want the easy way.
Yeah.
With God, it's not always easy, saints.
Yes. Yes.
You have to go the hard way.
Amen.
Because that's the only way he can glorify his name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not going to be an easy road
that
we are going through.
Amen.
But we have to have faith in God.
Amen.
We have to believe in God.
Right.
That should be our foundation.
Yes.
Right. The prophet preached the perfect stature of man.
Yeah.
Their foundation was faith.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what we need.
Amen.
That's what we need to start to build on.
Amen.
If we want to build up this project, if we want to go on with what we've talked about in
Wicklow,
we've got to have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
To carry it on.
Amen.
Because he's the only one who can lead us.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
You've got to trust him.
Amen.
You've got to believe in him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We look at all these people.
Amen.
We wonder why. How did they overcome? What did they do?
Mm.
They never had doubts.
Yes.
The scripture says to us, if you, it says, for verily I say unto thee, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart.
Amen.
That's the point there.
Amen.
They did not doubt.
Amen.
They did not doubt the word of promise.
Amen.
They did not doubt they have faith in them.
Amen.
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 Only that's the way that that mountain can be moved.
Amen.
If you will not doubt.
Amen.
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 The prophet said, in the message, the beginning of Jesus' fame, 1953. He said, come to God sincerely. Don't doubt nothing.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Amen.
Now when God shows, God will do.
Amen.
What God says, God is under obligation to his word.
Amen. Amen.
He keeps his word.
Yes.
If he says, whosoever shall say to that mountain, he's keeping that word.
Amen.
But it's your faith that is going to determine it. It's your faith that is going to move the mountain.
Amen.
We have to trust in God, saints.
Amen.
We have to trust in God as young people.
Amen.
It says, now, Christian friends, this verse, this is God's word.
Amen.
Amen. God is obligated to his word. Saints, you've got to know that you are not made as a human. You're not made as a creature of doubt.
Yeah.
You are created as faith because you're coming from God.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, true.
And God is faith.
Right.
And you cannot come from God and not have faith. The faith is living in you.
Amen.
That is how you feed in that faith.
Amen.
It's
right.
What you feed in that faith on.
Amen.
If you feed it on the word, it's going to bring the promises of God.
Amen.
Don't let your five senses get in the way, saints.
Amen.
The hearing, the feeling, and the seeing.
Amen.
What you see around you, what your friends are doing, what you're hearing. Don't let that get in the way.
Amen.
Amen.
But hold on to faith.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Five senses were given unto us, unto just to contact the world, but not to guide us. Faith is given us to guide us.
Amen.
And you have to charge that faith up.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
As you charge the battery of your phone, you have to
Amen.
Charge that faith up.
Amen.
And how do you charge that faith? By the preaching of the word. What did God say? How do you receive faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of what?
Amen.
Of the word of God.
Amen.
And you have to hear the word, and you have to act upon that word. You have that faith charged up to
Amen.
Face the challenges of
Amen.
This world.
Amen.
There's no other way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've been given an authority, friends.
Amen.
To move this mountain.
Amen.
I don't know what mountain it is, but you know.
Amen.
What is hindering you to go on with your Christian walk?
Amen.
It might be your friends, whatever it is,
Hallelujah.
You know.
Amen.
Dear person, you know.
Amen.
I don't know it, but you got to know that God also knows it.
Amen.
And He has given you a word of promise tonight.
Amen.
So you can make a way through it.
Amen. Yes.
It's by the same scripture. The prophet spoke scriptures into existence.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we have the same promise today.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. We've got to close that gap that we've let open.
Amen. Amen.
We've got to close that gap.
Amen.
It's the same portion of scripture that He rose that face back to life. And in the death condition in your life, you have the power to raise it back.
Amen.
Because you can speak to it.
Amen.
Amen.
He has to bring it to pass because it's His word.
Amen.
It's all about your faith.
Amen.
So how much do you trust in God, the young people?
Amen.
So how much do you trust in God,
Amen.
Even if you're old?
Amen.
You may
That's
have
right.
mountain saints.
Amen.
It's not only for young people, it's for everyone.
Hallelujah.
The trials will come for everyone.
Amen.
No matter where you are in your journey with Christ. You have to face up to Him.
That's right. Amen.
God, the same promise as is given to anyone is to everyone. Whosoever will.
Amen.
You can move the mountain. You can move it. The prophet said in the message, Believe from the Heart, 1957, Jefferson Hill. Intellectuals were trying to reason about it. It was said, Now, let us be reasonable. But faith has no reasoning.
Amen.
It's just wanting. And thus God's word is right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's where the soul sets its feet and rests eternally right there. For God said so.
Amen.
Not a bluff, but knowing it.
Amen.
When Noah had to face the mountain of critics, when he held on to the word, what happened? He got into safety.
Yeah.
Amen. When the rain came down, and we know in the saints it's not rain, it's fire coming down.
Amen.
And if you hold on to that word, you also be in safety.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no other way, saints.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet said in the Great Shining Light, 1957, he said, come listen to this closely. He says, when you said, mountain be moved. And this is where your doubts come in. But the prophet is saying to you, when you said, mountain be moved. He said, and it still stands there. You say, well, it didn't happen. The prophet said, oh, it did happen.
Amen.
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 Amen. When you said, mountain move, maybe one little significant grain of sand turned loose out of the hundred of billions of tons. One little grain moved. But it's beginning to take place.
Yes.
Hold that faith
yes.
and watch the mountain disappear.
Exactly,
yes. the prophet said.
Amen.
Just have to watch.
Yes.
Just keep the faith.
Amen.
Hold on to it.
Amen.
Don't doubt it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're living below our privilege of saints.
Amen.
You're living
Amen.
Way below that.
Yes.
The prophet said, the whole Christian church today is living 1,000 miles below their God-given privileges.
Amen.
Because of just of half asleep, this small life. Our faith is half asleep. It is this small as you people. We gotta rise up. We gotta charge that faith up. Because that's what is gonna take us through.
Yes.
It's that same faith that will take us through the rapture.
Hallelujah.
And we got to feed it. We gotta charge it by the word each day. Every morning, every evening.
Amen.
There's no other way.
Amen.
I'm speaking from experience. There's no way you can face this world if you don't feed on the word day and night.
Amen.
There's no other way.
That's right. That's true.
Don't let it go on top of your head tonight, amen.
Amen.
Take it.
Amen.
Feed on it.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is calling you to something.
Right.
He's fixing to do something in your life.
Amen.
He's fixing to do something in the midst of this youth this year.
Amen.
It's up to your faith.
Yes.
It's up to, are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to hold on to this message?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to sacrifice?
Amen.
Amen.
If you're not ready to sacrifice,
amen.
I'm sorry, but there's no other way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You got to know, saints. Jesus Christ said in the book of Revelation 3:21, He said, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Amen.
This was to the Laodicean church age.
Yes.
And we are in the Laodicean church age.
Amen.
And who are those people that he's calling to overcome? It is you and I.
Amen.
It is you. It is you and I that we are called to overcome.
Amen.
In this last age. In this Laodicean church age.
Amen.
That is our faith. It is our attitude.
Hallelujah.
That is what it determines.
Amen.
Amen.
If we overcome or not.
Amen.
The Lord is willing, saints.
Amen.
But are we ready to yield?
Mm.
Are we ready to give way? For him to have his way in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold on to friends. But they're just going to lead you astray.
That's right.
One day they're going to turn your back to you. You'll be left alone.
Mm.
But I tell you, there's one person.
Yes.
There's one person that you can be friends with.
Hallelujah.
That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's got to be your best friend.
Amen.
Let his word be your best friend.
Amen.
And you see if you're not fulfilled the promises in there.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the only way. You can move this mountain.
Amen.
Since you can move this mountain.
Amen.
It's your fate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord and Christian fellowship, we live in an evil age. We used to live in a very big evil age. But we can make it.
Amen.
We can make it.
Amen.
Well, that's no chance.
Right.
We're going to pull him. And we're going to pull him from tonight.
Amen.
Because we are going to move every mountain that is trying to put our way, not to move forward, not to see beyond what he has in store for us.
Amen.
Amen.
But we got to agree.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible said, if only two shall agree.
Yeah. Amen.
More than two youths.
Amen.
We all agree.
Hallelujah.
Say together, we're going to move. I'll hold you when you're falling.
Amen.
And you hold me when I'm falling.
Thank
you,
Amen.
Then we'll make it.
Amen. Amen.
But if we're divided, then we won't make it.
Amen.
Because then we're letting the devil in. But we're going to be united as one. Bring everyone in. Don't think you're too young.
Amen.
You're old enough.
Amen.
Amen. The faith is not to only old people, it's to every young person.
Amen.
As far as you've made a stand for this message, you are entitled to it.
Amen.
Because you're born with it.
Amen.
It is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Don't put it to tomorrow.
Mm.
It might be too late.
Amen.
But do something about it tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're getting our games in the way. We're getting Facebook and WhatsApp in the way. It's taking up our time.
Mm-hmm.
How much time can we spend with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If we can only cast half of the time we spend on Facebook, or half of the time we spend on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Lord is willing.
Amen.
He's always been willing. But he always comes up to us. What are we wanting to do about it? Do you want to carry on? Saints, because I tell you, as the woman was saying last day, when we met at Wicklow, the devil also met with his people.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
And they were also planning of how to bring this down.
Mm.
How to not let these things work.
Amen.
Mm. There's no way if we're not united in faith, if you're not believing this same to me at all holding on this,
amen,
this message, you're going to fall.
That's right.
Because the devil is coming.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
May I keep long tonight? I'm going to close here. Before I close, I want to read this. Amen. Prophesied in why? Message why? Reading chapter 12, 1959. The prophet said, I don't care what it is. If you say to the mountain, be moved, he said, and maybe if you've got to go over the mountain for a purpose, not to say, somebody will say, oh, I'm a great man of faith. I moved that mountain.
Mm.
It will never work.
Mm.
Amen.
It's not about pride, saints.
Amen.
It's not that I did more, you did more. I can do that, you can do that.
Mm.
You can do that, I can do that. It's not about that.
Mm.
It's just the little that you have, you put it in.
Amen.
See how the Lord bless it.
That's right.
We got to unite, saints.
Amen.
We got to unite as you.
Amen.
We got to be one.
Mm.
Keep on saying the prophet. But if there's something over the mountains that you've got to get over there for to do the will of God, and you can't get over it, under it, around it, and yet something in your heart is telling you, go.
Amen.
He said, you speak the word.
Amen.
Amen.
If you feel in your heart that you have to go, if something is telling you, go into baptism, if something is telling you, separate from your friend, you go.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop.
Mm.
And maybe, the prophet kept on saying, and maybe, when you speak the word, only one little grain of sand will fall.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pay attention to this. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'll repeat that. He said, and maybe, when you speak the word, only one little grain of sand will fall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on this road.
Amen.
The next day, a spoonful may drop.
Amen.
The next day, a teacup full.
Amen.
You will never notice it.
Yeah.
But if you will just hold steady, knowing that it's the beginning is being done, after a while, the whole tent will fall in.
Amen.
That's his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Just hold on to it.
Amen.
And be patient. The Lord is willing, saints.
Mm.
The Lord is willing. He wants you to come up higher.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to stay where you are. He wants you to be a disciple.
Amen.
Because that's what we've been called to do.
Mm.
The commission given unto us is to go and preach the word.
Amen.
God has shown us the way to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
But we need him to lead.
Amen.
If we try to lead it, we'll bring it to none. It may bring some trials in.
Mm.
It will bring some trials in.
Mm.
But saints, let's look up to Christ.
Amen.
Let's look to Jesus. Amen. Let's not doubt the saints.
Amen.
Thank you for tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The musicians can come up. Amen tonight.
Amen.
Let's sing the song. My faith looks up to thee.
Amen.
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 Let's look up to him tonight. The Lord bless you, saints.
Thank
you for the pastor to come tonight.
Amen.
Song, my faith looks up to thee, and take that word as a real challenge, because it works. It really works. But the principle of the word that we said on Wednesday, you can't be double-minded.
That's right.
You young people, if you are determined to say, I want to serve the Lord, but if you want to serve the world, nothing's going to move. But if you make up inside of your heart that decision to say, I want it to change from today.
Amen.
And it's a clear-cut decision that the prophet said, when we come to pray, you speak to that mountain.
Amen.
And it'll start to move.
Amen.
God will move that mountain. But you've got to have faith.
Amen.
You've got to have a clear-cut faith to say, I want to do this for the glory of God.
Amen.
And then God will drop something inside of there, and that thing will start to move.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Let's come to pray.
My faith.
own. Because you have chosen the narrow way. And I'm really bringing it to every single one of us today.
Amen.
For you to really achieve God's design in your life, you've got to make a choice. And you choose the narrow way. No one else can choose that way for you. You have to make that choice. And if you make that choice, God will move heaven. And He'll move earth to help you. He'll do whatever. He'll bring people from the other side of the world.
Amen.
He'll do whatever needs to be done to get the job done.
Amen.
But all He's waiting on is for you to choose the narrow way.
Amen.
You say, whatever the cost, whatever I have to do, Lord, I want you to be glorified in my life. I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. I want a real testimony.
Amen.
As the people in the scriptures had a testimony. As the people before me had a testimony. And it starts with that decision. And that decision, you can make it right now.
Amen.
As we sing this song. Because you have chosen the harder way, the narrow path. May the Lord help us to make the right decisions.
Amen.
Because you have chosen the narrow path.
Oh, I will obey His call.
I
What are the things that you need to let go? Is there a mountain before you? Even more important than that, do you desire to go through that mountain? Do you desire to have that mountain removed?
Amen.
That girl in your life who's holding you back from all of the potential that God has put inside of you, are you wanting now for that mountain to be removed?
Amen.
Because until you desire it to be removed, until Amen. You speak to that mountain, it's not going to be moved.
Oh, yes, Lord.
It's not going to be moved. Those friends that you know are holding you back, and you feel uneasy in their company many times, the things they speak about, the things they get up to, you know that it's leading you deeper and deeper, and you don't know where it's going to end up.
Right.
You have to make the choice.
Amen.
That you desire to remove that mountain.
Amen.
And if you tonight, now, in your heart, will speak to the Lord and say, Lord, I desire what you desire.
Amen. Amen.
Not my will this time, Lord, but yours be done.
Amen.
I've tried before, I've done different things before, but today, Lord, there's something has risen up inside of me that's never been there before.
Yes,
there's a determination.
Amen.
Father, there's a something inside of my heart that this time I know that it's going to change.
Amen.
This time I'm serious about it, Lord. This time, Lord, I'm making my decision and I'm casting my lot in with you.
Yes, Amen.
If that's your decision, I'm asking you, please, put up your hands to the Lord.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I am making my decision and I'm raising my hand to you.
Amen.
As a token of a clear-cut decision
Amen.
Inside of my heart.
Amen.
Because, Lord, I'm tired of this condition.
Amen.
I'm tired of going round and around this
Amen.
Mountain. I want to go northwards now. I want to go into my inheritance,
Amen.
Lord. But I need to get past this mountain.
Amen.
And friends, God is still in the business of removing mountains.
Amen. Amen.
And if you're sincere in your heart, may the Lord bless you for your hands that are raised.
Amen.
Let's now pray. Now you speak to that mountain.
Amen.
Speak to the rock and speak
yes,
to the mountain.
Amen.
If you need cleansing, speak to the rock.
Amen.
If you need forgiveness, speak to the rock.
Amen.
If you need power, speak to the rock.
Amen.
And then once you've spoken to the rock, speak to the mountain.
Amen.
And have faith, and God will take you through.
Amen.
And then come back and give testimony.
Amen.
And glorify His name for what He's done
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
And let this be a from that time. That from that time, that mountain never troubled me again.
Yes, yes.
Let's all come to presence. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. Let's sing that song. I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. I'm heading down to the Jordan. You know what the Jordan speaks of, saints? It speaks of death to self. That's what the Jordan is. That's something inside of your life that you need to die to. That's holding you back from crossing over the Jordan. Why not lay it down today? By faith, and let's move on. And I said, maybe when Brother Max comes back, we'll give him a chance. I seasoned him up enough. Then we had the youth meetings, and Brother Howard, first thing he said, and he said it to me as well, he said, that young man's a preacher. And when he greeted Brother Max, he didn't say, God bless you, he said, you're a preacher. I could really see it building up. So we really do thank the Lord.
Amen.
For the potential that's in somebody. The Lord,
amen,
ever keep our brother humble.
Right.
And continue to lead him and guide him and give him wisdom.
Amen.
But you really do appreciate what the
Amen.
Lord has done in us.
Right.
And I really wanted to say to Brother Wilmore, to say, Brother Wilmore's done a tremendous job in the
Amen.
Youth.
Amen.
He really has.
Amen.
So I think we really need to appreciate it. And I really do believe this will be a good year for the youth by the
Amen.
Grace of God.
Amen.
There's people that labor
That's
behind
right.
the scenes. There's people that take it on the chin sometimes, they go through the hard times, and then things get to a certain point, and there's the blessings come.
That's right.
The fruits come forth. They didn't come from nowhere.
That's right.
These things came because there were people that labored faithfully.
Amen.
And tirelessly in the vineyard.
That's right.
And when it's time now for the fruits that come, we need to appreciate those labors.
Amen.
I really do appreciate them. It's been done a tremendous job. It's such a good foundation for youth. It's not easy.
That's right.
I remember when I first used to do the youth in the early days, it's not such an easy thing to do. You know, because young people have a lot of ideas themselves. You know, but sometimes you've got to get them to a certain place, you know, a certain foundation, and then you can start to build. So we so do appreciate. Let's sing one more song. I asked Brother Will if you would be kind enough to come and close for us tonight. But I appreciated the time in the house of the Lord tonight. May the Lord give us many more times.
That's right.
And may the Lord bless us as we listen. Let's sing one more song and ask our brother to.
Something in the midst of these young people, Lord, and I pray tonight, Lord, that Father, what you have shown us, Lord, let it be something, Lord, that would keep growing, and that Father, it would raise many other young people in our midst, and that also they would take up their places, Lord, and that the enemy, even as our brother preached, that when they stand united, the enemy would fall, the enemy would get away from them, Lord, and the enemy will be defeated. Amen. And that, Father, tomorrow, Lord, when they would gather, Lord, as the future of tomorrow, Lord God, that they would also impart this message to the next other generation. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the work that has been done, remembering our brother Maxwell Senior, Lord, how he has labored for his family, Lord, keep them in the way of the Lord, for your word is fulfilled, that train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's grown up, he'll go in that way. And Father, we are thankful, Lord, for it gives us also courage as fathers to train up our own children. Lord, yet it's all your grace, Lord. We are thanking you, Father. May you bless him where he is, Lord, until he's back in our midst. We commit him into your hands. And Lord, we want to pray tonight for our pastor, how he has also labored for many, many years, Lord. Father, oh God, to make this church to stand, Lord, I pray your blessing upon him, that you strengthen him, Lord, oh God, that you would continue to pour your wisdom upon him, Lord, and use him, Father, Lord, to bring thy word unto thy people. Bless his family. Lord, I commit them into your hands, for it is not possible to do this work, Lord, without a supporting family. So I pray, Lord, for our sister Kitana, Lord, that you bless her abundantly, that Lord, you continue to lead her and to guide her, that Father, she be patient, Lord. Sometimes when the husband is away on the father's duty, Lord, that Lord, you would provide some comfort for him. Lord, I pray for every other brother and sister in here, Lord, laboring for your kingdom, our brother George and the music. Lord, I ask, Father, that you continue, Lord, to pour your blessing of music in him and the rest of them that support him. Lord, use him, Lord, that we may sing a new song that will bring your presence down. We pray, Father, for the meetings tomorrow, Lord, as they meet here to practice, Lord. Let it not be some other thing that is hushed up, but Father, may you also come down, Father, and be in the music practice. Lord, oh God, that Father, when we come on Sunday, Lord, indeed the atmosphere will be prepared already, Lord, for the glory of your name. We pray, Father, for our brethren that are deacons and trustees. Lord, oh God, bless them also. Many times their work go unnoticed, yet Father, the King in heaven notices every little thing. So we thank you for them, even our sister on the computer. Lord God, bless her. Lord God, may you continue, Lord, Father, to magnify her, Lord, in your kingdom, Father, that all things would work together for the services, Lord, that it may just go smoothly, Lord. Even those that clean the place, bless them also, I pray. Lord, and we pray, Lord, tonight, a special blessing upon our brother Maxwell Jr. Lord, we commit him into your hands, Lord, that you may restore virtue unto him. That, Lord, for the many days and the many years to come, may this night be a remembrance unto him, Lord, of how you used him. For it wasn't only a youth meeting, but Father, it also ministered to us, Lord, and it showed us a possibility that we can move that mountain. And we are believing, Lord, that the mountains are moving tonight, whatever it may be, or whatever it is. One drum is moving, tomorrow is born, on Sunday, come, Lord, and before we know it, we will be rejoicing on the moving of the mountain. Oh God, all things are possible, and we only believe. So we pray you help us tonight, Lord, that we may continue to believe and not to doubt. We have the past to say, and have a mind of person. until we meet again on Sunday. May you watch over us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 This is missing in that song. Kick him down.
Amen.
Let's have the devil on the run.
Amen.
We've got some momentum tonight. Don't lose the momentum tomorrow by being
Amen.
Sick. Feed your faith.
That's right.
Like the brother was saying, juice up your mobile phone. Juice up your soul. Get it the word.
Right.
Fellowship with the right people. Keep the momentum going. Let's keep the fires burning until we meet in Jesus' name.